This is the Mind Your Business podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Mind Your Business podcast. My name is Matt Williams. I run an accountancy business in Oxford, and I'm joined by my favourite business coach, Alan Clark from Exponential Coaching. How are you, Alan?
I am very well, Matt. I am very well. I'm delighted I'm your favourite. That's put a smile on my face. And I'm about to go on holiday, which is great news too. So I'm in good form.
This is exciting time. So you're jumping straight off the podcast to go packing, aren't you?
Pretty much.
When do you actually leave? Is it tomorrow? Are you that typical bloke that packs like the night before?
1 a.m. Saturday morning.
Oh, you're well ahead of the game then. This is good.
I tell you what, I am super ahead of the game. You know, I was organized about 5 days ago, but there's been slippage in the plan. So I need to go in and just mop it up.
It's all right. We're on holiday the week after. So the week you're back, we go on holiday. And I'm trying to work out, I've got to get myself and my sons to the barbers before then and trying to get the logistics. It's tricky, let alone the fact that I've got to then get a two-year-old to have his first haircut. That's going to be fun and all on its own, isn't it? But
that'll be good.
There we go. But yeah, my packing, I'll be honest, my wife does all our packing and I just cart it into the car. So that's the safest way to make sure I don't get blamed then for forgetting anything. Anyway, that's enough of our travel blog. What are we talking about today, business-related wise? What are we talking about today, Alan?
Right, I thought we could get into something that we've not really talked about for a little while, if not a long while, and it's the subject of meetings and a sort of two-prong attack. First of all, I'm picking up more and more quite a lot of unproductive meetings going on. So people in meetings for hours with no obvious outcomes or values, that's come up a few times in some of my sessions. So part one is, what's the point of a meeting? Part two, actually, are these meetings effectively managed? Because there are actually ways to structure meetings to create optimal outcomes and actions and momentum and stuff like that. So I'm not anti-meeting, but I am declaring war on unproductive meetings that are just using up people's time.
Wow. I think if we can fix this, we can probably make a load of money, because the amount of unproductive meetings everybody gets involved in their day-to-day life is unreal. Okay. And have you got an obvious place where you would like to start this conversation?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of an open question. And, you know, this is designed for leaders and entrepreneurs, this podcast. The first question is, how many people listening to this are in the habit of meetings? And what is the purpose of the meeting? And I guess, do you actually need a meeting? So I thought, well, why would you have a meeting? What is the point of a meeting anyway, when there are other things like WhatsApp, Slack, different ways to communicate now in 2022? What is the purpose of a meeting to start with? And hopefully we'll be able to maybe rip out some meetings that are just in there habitually that serve no purpose. And then it would be brilliant to get into maybe the an optimal structure of a meeting. But yeah, let's have a conversation first of all but why have a meeting in the first place?
Well, and I can tailor this straight back to our business, because we, as we've grown as a business, we've realized we can't deliver the product that we deliver, you know, financial information about a business, via a meeting in 100% of the situations. And actually we don't need to. So fundamentally, one of the things that we've done to combat this kind of hour-long meeting, because this is the other thing we should talk about, every meeting just gets arbitrarily given either half an hour, 2 hours or whatever, and then you feel like you have to stay there for the whole time. And we'll come back to this, but in order to get free up some time, where it was a meeting that was called purely for us to deliver information, we now create a video for our clients, right? So if we're producing a monthly management report, we record a video of us talking the client through that report, send it to them. If we've got any questions, we add, include those. And then we deliver the same product, I think, in a neater way. We take up less of our client's time, certainly less of our time. And, you know, we still have a conversation with our client if we need to, but it might be on a phone call follow-up or a quick Zoom rather than a hour-long meeting to deliver 5 minutes of product. Does that make sense? And I think, So first of all, yeah, 100%. Do you actually need to have a meeting to deliver whatever it is that you're delivering? Because it seems to me a meeting is generally one of the main or most common reasons for having a meeting is to deliver information or to exchange information. And if it's a one-way street, you don't need a meeting. You just need, you need to deliver your message and that's it. Right. And if you do it on a video, you're the consumer of your information is then able to consume at their leisure when they've, you know, they're mentally, but they're not rushing out of another phone call or another meeting and into this. They can give it their full attention. They can sit down with a glass of wine and do it in the evening, whatever suits them. Right. Feels like that's just a neater way of doing it. So first of all, point one, if we don't need the meeting, let's not have the meeting.
I like that. I love that. In fact, I love that. And, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, there's so many meetings out there that are just in the space of information giving. And I would question that, actually. Okay, put aside the relationship building element, the networking building element of it. And I get that that's valuable. But how many meetings are hours and hours and hours of information sharing that could be given out another way? And I think the answer to that is tons. So there's an opportunity, first of all. But I was just listening to what you were saying. What if a meeting was actually not about information giving, but was actually about decision making? I wonder how much more valuable that would be going into a mindset. So why are we having the meeting? We're having it to share endless PowerPoints. All right, well, let's not bother. Why are we having the meeting? Well, we need to make a decision on X and Y. All right, let's have a meeting and let's make a decision about X and Y. So the latter feels to me like a very good use of a meeting. The former, let's get rid of it.
100%. And I think that starts with any meeting I have. The first question on our agenda is what's a good result for you from this meeting? What can we make a decision on, deliver, discuss, put your mind at rest on, whatever? What is a good outcome of this meeting? If you start every meeting like that from both sides, so if you want to achieve this, we want to achieve that, because then as soon as you've achieved that, I've been doing this more recently, and I've managed to get out of my own head. Sorry, I'm going off on a tangent here, but this is relevant. I've started ending meetings early with clients. And to start with, that was such a, it messed with my mind, if I'm honest. I had an hour in my diary, and then after 25 minutes, I'm coming out of the meeting room and thinking, well, that was done. But what I'm doing is I'm asking the client, what's a good result from this meeting? And they'll say, I want to understand X. And so we explain X and make sure they're all comfortable. And then I'm now saying, is there anything else you need me for? Because otherwise, you know, I'm going to give you a gift of half an hour of your time back and you can go away and do whatever you weren't going to do in this half an hour and we'll move on and everyone's happy. And it took me, I did it yesterday with a client. We had an hour meeting and it took about 8 minutes. It helped that my colleague had delivered a separate meeting last week and fixed most of the issues. But this is what I propose we're going to do. Does that help you out? He said, yeah, that'll be really good. I said, okay, anything else? Well, I'm wondering more about this. We chatted about it. And he said, right, that's good. 52 minutes saved from both sides. That's 2 hours almost that, you know, of productive work that's happened. So ask at the start, what's the result we're all aiming for? Because you can jump all your PowerPoints, can't you, and get to the end. And don't be afraid to end it early if you need to.
So I love that. I think that's a brilliant habit to get into. How can we get so good at decision-making or creating the outcome that was promised up front that we get through what could have been an hour in 8 minutes? I mean, that is tremendous, Matt. Good job. Well done. But you've got me thinking.
It was my colleague Nuala that did all the work and I just took the glory in that last
Well done, Nuala. Well done, Nuala. Now, I was going to get into this slightly later in terms of how one can structure a meeting, right? But I want to jump on the bit that you're saying about outcomes at the start. To me, that's the agenda could be in that space. So how many meetings have you been invited to or have you seen in your work that there aren't any agendas, that there is just meetings called with no agendas, no obvious point to it? A phenomenal meeting. I was a session today with an organization, and I was hearing that, you know, they've now got into a culture of bolting meetings on after meetings. So literally 4 hours of meeting after meeting after meeting, and there's no agenda. And it's on Zoom. And exactly that. I mean, so that's 4 hours of time that basically is not thought through at all. There's loads of people on it when they could all be astonishing clients or sending invoices or, you know, strengthening the business. They're in meetings with no agenda, and it's to the point that guess what's happening? People are sort of just doing their emails and texting each other, and you know, all the bad behaviors are coming out. And
yeah,
so yeah, that's what I was going to say. So
sorry, no, I'll stop talking. You carry on, Alan. We'll edit this out.
No, that was me. It was just that bit that you said about outcome based meetings, I think is optimal. Really do. I was just going to say, so the agenda, I have noticed more and more meetings without agendas. And imagine the agenda could be dead clear, outcome-based, like you were saying. How effective would that be? That was my point.
100%. It does make me, I said it makes me sad not having an agenda. I have a lot of meetings where we don't have a formal agenda, but we almost create it at that start. So what's a good outcome? What are the four things that we need to talk about today? Or what, you know, I've got these three things that we need to deliver. What can we add on for you to make sure that we cover everything? We do that a lot. I was thinking of my day yesterday. I had a really strange day yesterday where I literally was in meetings. In fact, did we have a coaching session? Was that yesterday?
Yes.
It was. And I was late for it because every meeting I'd had overrun, and I'd had four meetings in the morning, and that was it. That was my day. But actually, those were all three of them overran horrifically. And then one of them was that 8 minute meeting that should have been an hour. And yet all of them delivered, even the ones that overran quite significantly, I walked away from them feeling like that was a really worthwhile conversation. They were with some of our biggest clients and some of our smallest clients, strangely enough. And yet every one of them achieved what the clients wanted out of them. And therefore it's a win in our, every one of them was booked in for an hour. I did. And there's four meetings, and I was in meetings for 5.25 hours. And one of those meetings was only 8 minutes long. So the other three took up much, much more time than they should have. And I think there's a psychology here, because one of them would have gone on even longer, but I had that 8 minute meeting. So it was scheduled to finish at 12, had this other meeting at 1, managed to get into that meeting at 1:05, and then luckily ended it, or not luckily, we achieved what we wanted to in 8 minutes, right? But because I had those gaps between my meetings, I didn't feel at any point, I wasn't watching the clock, to be honest, because I knew that I had space. Whereas if they'd have been back to back, I would have probably run the meeting a bit more effectively and kept us on agenda and not done all the fluffy stuff. So that's what I want to talk about, really, is there an art to how you schedule the meeting to make sure that you either keep it on schedule or that you give yourself enough time to go off schedule, but build, do the relationship building stuff. Does that make sense? Like, there are certain clients, probably shouldn't admit this on a podcast, that I will not book a meeting past like 3 o'clock on a Friday with. There are some clients, if they want to meet me at 4 o'clock on a Friday, I know that's fine, because I'll be away at 5:30 at the latest. There are some that I know that if I end up a meeting starting at 4 on a Friday, I won't be done till 8 o'clock, irrelevant of what time we schedule the meeting. Does that make sense? So there must be an art to the scheduling which helps you with the meeting.
I think there is. You know, I think it's that's you can have ground rules that your meeting will never go past the time it's meant to finish. And the time it's meant to finish is correlated to what's on the agenda. And that's the meeting. That's the culture. That's the habit. So you then don't get into habit that every meeting's an hour. It's dictated to. So going back to first principles of this podcast, do we need a meeting? Because actually, maybe you don't need a meeting to start with. If we do need a meeting because of the decision to be made, or, you know, there's a piece of understanding to be got that it won't just happen by sending out a PowerPoint pack or whatever, then how long is required? And then once you've got that agreement, you just stick to it, you know? And it's like, okay, but you get better and better at delivering that meeting and on time. And if you don't, then, you know, you stick to the meeting. You don't overrun. You go, right, okay. Or you do overrun, but again, it's an agreement. Can we overrun? How long for? Another 15 minutes, right, let's go. And then we're done at 3:45, not 3:30. So I like what that does is develop the muscle.
Yeah. So build your agenda, allocate the right amount of time, and then you might end up with a 53-minute long meeting. But we know that if we stay on agenda, we'll deliver it.
But how good would that be? Is if I've got four meetings today, one's 41 minutes long, one's 37 minutes long, one's 82, and one's... And you get better and better and better at building your meeting based on the agenda, which is based on the true need of people getting together in the first place.
Actually, I'm thinking of... In my esteemed business professional career, I've had a few meetings with some very weighty kind of leaders of industry, like proper, household names, I guess. This isn't me bigging myself up, but one of the things that I always noticed, I had one last week, actually, with a member of the House of Lords, right? This is my claim to fame. I'm not going to say who this person was, but they are very successful, and they run their time. They are militant with their timings, right? I remember, like, the meeting was set up for something. It was quarter past the hour that the meeting started, which I thought was an interesting time for a Zoom, because they're almost always on the hour or the half hour, aren't they? Right? It was at quarter past, and he came onto the line, and basically he's like, "Thanks everyone, appreciate everyone's time," because it was after hours. But, you know, I've got 35 minutes before I have to be away, and this is what I want to talk about. And then if we have any time left, we can go on to this. But this is the important bit. Can we deal with this while I'm here? And then everything else doesn't need me for. And if the meeting needs to go on, it's fine. And then we did that. And then 5 minutes before he had to leave, he hadn't spoken for about 5 minutes. He just chimed up and said, "Just to let you know, I've got five more minutes. Is there anything else you need me for? Otherwise, I'm going to be checking out." And it just struck me. And that happened with the other guys as well in similar positions. You know, these are like CEOs of PLC, so weighty, you know, their diary management must be phenomenal, but they are very comfortable ending a meeting on their terms at exactly the time they need it to. And there was no way that meeting I was in last week was going to overrun. This guy just had his diary nailed and he was straight on to the next thing. And I imagine his working day didn't finish at that point. He had more meetings to go. But that is a common theme amongst people in that kind of position. But the lower down the food chain we get, I feel like is a skill that most of us need to kind of work on harder, I guess.
I love that, right? And just moving away from meetings a second, but what I love there is a huge insight in there. And we talked on our podcast a few weeks ago about a group of CEOs saying the number one skill set was decision-making. And we sort of talked about what the art of decision making was the podcast. For me, that's in the same ilk. You've got another insight that the most successful people are all over their time. And of course they are, because you create everything from the time. So if they say it's a 35 minute meeting, they've worked out what the hell they want to talk about and what decisions they want, and then they're off. So they're going, "You've got me for 35 minutes. This is the request. What do you think? Oh, right, you've got me for another 5 minutes. Is there anything else? you know, use me while I'm here, but then I'm gone. And that's very powerful, Matt. So thanks for sharing. But everyone can get
I'll contrast that with where I am as a less successful business leader. I was in a, I got asked to go to a board meeting for one of my clients, and it's a fairly chunky sized business, and we're helping them sort of with their finances, right? It's what we do. And I was there to present a cash flow forecast, and the meeting was there for, it was on, it was scheduled for an hour and a half. And I thought, well, I didn't say this to anybody, but I thought I'll be in, I'll deliver mine. I'm point two on the agenda. I'll deliver my bit, off I go. And then I turned up, delivered my bit, but we went, but not first, because the agenda went off on a massive tangent. And then they wanted a product update, and the investors were there, and they wanted to do their own thing. And suddenly it went miles off the agenda. And I was sat there for an hour and 40 minutes before I said a word. And I was sat there in my meeting room. And luckily it was on Zoom. So I ended up checking emails and doing all the things and thinking at some point, they're going to need me to deliver this thing, but there's no, it sounds really stupid, but there was no point for me to stand up and say, hold on, I've got another meeting in 20 minutes. So can I deliver my bit and go, please? So I sat there and I listened to an hour and a half of technical, really technical science stuff that went straight over my head and doesn't impact what I do. And I'm thinking, this has just gone wrong. And we had investors there, high net worth people that were, I think, thinking the same, like this has gone off the rails. And so that's how it can go wrong. And actually, if I'd have had the meeting I had last week with this chap, he was all over his time. If that had happened before this meeting, I would have, I think, been much more comfortable to say, right, guys, just so you know, I've got this in my diary till 5. I can deliver my bit at any point along that line, but I've got to go at 5. So I'm not sat there at 5:45 thinking, well, this was not the best use of my entire afternoon. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally.
Be comfortable, confident in your own skin.
So I'm looking at the time, 23 minutes in, but we are managing our time here. We're doing it right. So there are a couple of things I want to throw that I think make a successful meeting, and certainly help the meeting have an impact. Because there's another word, impact. You know, some meetings have an impact, some don't. You know, and why is that? Well, I think we've talked about some of the reasons why. There are a couple of things to consider is who's chairing it and how punchy are they? I think the chairperson is a big thing to consider. Is it somebody that's droning on and on and on that it just lets conversations go and go, or are they managing it? So I think that's one to consider. What about next steps? Are they getting captured? Are they getting allocated to people? And will there be follow-up? These are two things that I think, again, can make or break a meeting.
Actions and follow-ups. I love that. I get a warm, fuzzy feeling when at the end of a meeting, had it yesterday, one of my overrunning meetings, where the client said, right, just to check the follow-ups then, I'm going to do this and that, and you're going to do this and that. And I was like, yep, that's what I've got. Everyone's happy. Job's a good one. Where you have other meetings and you get half the follow-ups that you've got written down, it never gets mentioned again, and maybe one or two of the other party's stuff gets done. Yeah, there's nothing more frustrating than having a meeting and knowing, well, that's a lovely chat, but that ain't ever going to happen.
Because I've seen something, and I've seen it sneak a few times now. I've seen this, right, where it's not. I was brought up in a world that was called next steps, but that's same as follow up, right? Same thing, right? Okay, so who's taking this forward? Is it you, Matt? Yep. When are you going to do that? Next Tuesday, right? You sure? Yep. Right. Okay, it's next Tuesday, and it's MW, right? Fine. But there's this slightly other version of it where it's minutes. Somebody's taking the minutes, and the version is the minutes get sent out, and then the next meeting is, does everyone agree that their accurate version of what was said in a meeting? Yes, right, great, let's start the agenda. And you think, what? And I've seen this two or three times very, very recently. What do you think of that?
Well, it brings me back that a certain business I used to work for ran meetings like that, which kind of sums up my feelings for it, really. But I remember I don't know. Maybe they're a product of the fact that they're such an old business, that their ways are old-fashioned. But I remember being in a meeting, a partners meeting, and we were writing the minutes as we go. And whoever was writing the minutes changed from meeting to meeting. Well, that was quite progressive. It wasn't like one of the secretaries came in to do it. That was probably the most progressive thing about it. And then all of a sudden, we're like, right, there's point seven on the agenda is this, and we're going to stop the clock now. And I was thinking, what on earth are we? And then we stopped the clock so we could have a half hour conversation and then record the decision at the same time. And I remember thinking, what is going on here? There's just a fundamental waste of time. But we wrote minutes every meeting, and not once, even when things were kind of written down and no one could really remember what was said, never did they question. They were just, are we approving last week? Yeah, we approved last month's meetings. What does it matter? It was very much process rather than outcome driven.
There you go. That's a brilliant summary. Process versus outcome.
Half the meetings we had were meetings because we have a meeting every Friday morning. So let's have a meeting. So let's talk about this, right? The amount of times we've met as a team, so internal meeting in this new age of hybrid working, where not everyone is in the office all the time, we've been very careful in our business to have regular group huddle meetings on Zoom to make sure, not because we have a load of groundbreaking business news to discuss and decisions to make, but in order that the team don't feel isolated. Now, when COVID lockdown one happened and we were all at home, we were meeting twice a day on Zoom. And I remember at the time thinking, is this too much? And then having conversations with other businesses where they hadn't met their team for 6 weeks on end. And I'm thinking, that can't be right. Even we cut ours down from twice a day to once a day to three times a week. And now we have a Zoom on a Monday and a Friday and an in-person meeting on a Wednesday. But as the leader in the business, I have to remind myself quite regularly on the Monday and the Friday calls that these aren't business meetings in order that we achieve an agenda. They are for the team to touch base with each other and talk about the little niggles and the things that they need to do to finish the job that they're working on. And I need to chill out and let it happen without trying to turn it into a formal meeting, because that's not its point. So that's great, right? And you're nodding, which makes me think that that's the right call. However, as soon as in my mind it wasn't an official proper business meeting, I check out of them. I don't go to half of them because I just feel free to book other things over the top of them. And that is definitely not the right. But these internal kind of non-outcome driven meetings are really important, right? It's important for the team to touch base. But how do we deliver that with a way that you can't put an agenda to it, but how do we deliver it in a way that makes it meaningful and useful and make sure that people turn up? Because some people who are not feeling isolated don't turn up to them now because they're happy. They're in a happy place. They've been in the office 3 days this week, so I don't need to see everybody, so I'll carry on working. How do we manage this? This is a problem that's going to sit around now for the next 10 years. This is the world. We're not meeting every day face-to-face generally.
So first of all, what's really good in how you're approaching it is that you're clear on its purpose. And that's a great way of looking at it. What is the purpose? So what we said at the start, what is the purpose here? Well, actually, it's relationship building for people that are remote. Okay, well, that's valid. It's not outcome. Apart from that's the outcome, it is to be an antidote to loneliness, or there's a bit of relationship building going on. So that's great. But what's the parameters? Is it mandatory, or is it for everyone? Anyone? It just
won't. We've never settled on that, and maybe that's our issue.
Right? Yeah. So there you go. Is it mandatory? Is it optional? What is it? If it's optional, then you know what I might ask is the frequency optimal? Is it too much? Like you did. Is it too much? Is it too little? What does everyone think? And your intent's a really good one, but I think, I think getting clear on the rules of the game, I don't even know if that's the right phrase, but purpose, definitely. What's the purpose of this gathering of human beings? And actually, I think what we've got to in this podcast is that there's a lot of gatherings that are serving no value, that could be cut right out immediately. And then there's maybe two others. There's an outcome purpose where a decision needs to be made. It's a classic example, and that's a good one. And then we can get really good on agenda and chairpersonship and next steps, and that's great. And then one for people getting together in a more informal networking relationship build space as well. But even that is it mandatory? Is it optional? If it's optional and only three people turn up, maybe that's okay. Because 3 days later, seven people turn up. But you still maybe want it to be valuable. And if it's ending up as only two people turning up, then maybe it's lost its value and it needs to be looked at again.
It's not required. Yeah. Okay. Have you got any other? I'm just conscious of time. I've got one more thing I'd like to talk about, but I'm conscious that I feel like I've driven all of the things we've spoken about so far. So have you got anything you wanted to talk about?
Absolutely not, apart from hearing what your point is.
Okay. So the other thing then is it okay? Should we try and build a culture where it's okay for someone to leave a meeting as soon as they've achieved what they needed? So if you've got, we've got an internal meeting, right? And we've got our heads of departments there. If we've got agenda points that are relevant to only one or two departments and your department's done its thing, is it okay to say, right, I think that's me done. I'm going to leave unless you've got any questions, and then disappear and let the rest of the meeting go on without you? Because that is the amount of times I've been involved in meetings where someone's been in it for one agenda point and then stuck around for the entire meeting because they didn't know they could leave or felt awkward getting up, or it was just expected. Should we build this culture where that is okay? That's perfectly fine to say, yep, that's brilliant, thanks for that, off you go, we'll carry on now.
So what am I trying to say here is I actually think that would be in many organizations a progressive thing to do. I can see the risk. I can see where that could be criticized, mainly in tradition and etiquette and relationship building space. However, if that was, well, actually, I'm on between 10 and 11, but the rest of the meeting is really nothing to do with my impact and influence, but I would be better going to another meeting or in with my team or out seeing customers or doing X, Y, Z, and I'll be more productive, then yeah, definitely. I think the whole point of the meeting thing, the thing that I want people to really take from this is that it is about, for me, it's about value and a point and a purpose, and don't accept what's always going on, because the people are losing, organizations are losing hours and hours and hours and hours of time that you could be impacting massively on customers and healthcare, on patients, that is all getting tied up in meetings that are largely meaningless. So
that is it. The one benefit of timesheets, and I don't like timesheets as we know, but it means there's a value on your time. And I remember sitting in a partners meeting where everyone minimum is £300 an hour charge out rate, and talking, there was 17 partners in that firm at that point. So 17 times 200 times 1.5, because we spent 90 minutes trying to work out who was best placed to tell one of the receptionists that she shouldn't have her bra strap showing on her outfit. That's not a good impression for clients. And I remember sitting there thinking, trying to do it in my head, like, this is a phenomenal amount of money we just spent here. Like, what are we doing? Bonkers. And have that in the back of your mind, right? How much is that meeting costing you to do?
Can we just do for a bit of theatre? Can we just do the maths on that example?
The 17 times 300. Right. I should be able to do
it
in my head.
17 times 300 times 1.5. So £7,650 to decide if a bra strap, visible or not visible, was appropriate.
And just to finish that story for people that are interested, funnily enough, the one person that was decided to have that conversation was the one female partner around the table. Who would be surprised by that? What a load of nonsense. But that was just an easy example. But whatever business you're in, if you're having a meeting with your employees, your senior people, look at it that way. What could they be doing with their time? How much do they earn you per hour? How much time are you losing in your business for having this meeting? Does it need everyone in there? Build this culture where it's okay for people to say, right, unless you need anything else, I'm going to go back to doing whatever it was. Because often that will then finish the whole meeting. Quite often. Anyway, we've gone well over now, which is slightly ironic.
No, but I was going to say something different. Because of what we knew we were discussing today, we'd worked out that we needed 37 minutes and 10 seconds. And look, we're bang on time, Matt.
I'm glad that. So our agenda is done. I'm going to adjourn this meeting now, ready for next week. We will be back next week with more podcast gold. In the meantime, if you like what you hear, give us a shout on social media or ping us an email or a tweet or however you want to contact us. We love interacting with listeners, don't we? We were both saying that. Both have had interactions this morning with listeners, not potential listeners. Otherwise, right, Alan's off to pack now, so we'll let him go. And we will be back soon with more podcast gold. But for now, that's all from me, and it's all from my friend Alan.
Au revoir.
This is the Mind Your Business podcast.